It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today's the deadline for tens of thousands of workers in healthcare, nursing homes, and government to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Most already have. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Many workplaces with mandates report vaccination levels near or above 90%. Denver, for example, says 94% of its 10,600 employees got vaccinated. 6% got medical or religious exemptions. Bob McDonald directs the city's health department.
If they can't be vaccinated, if they're granted an exemption, then they need to be wearing a face covering. They need to be tested. They needed to be physically distanced.
According to the state, vaccination rates improved in some health settings by about 15% after the mandate was issued. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed executive orders Sunday to help the state deal with increasing COVID-19 hospitalizations and staff shortages. One order authorizes the state health department to direct hospitals to transfer patients to another facility. The other clarifies that emergency decision-making measures called crisis standards of care can be activated. Security officers at Denver International Airport plan to strike starting tomorrow. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
More than 180 DIA security guards are represented by the Law Enforcement Officers Security Union, which has confirmed the strike, after recent contract negotiations stalled. The employees hope to get higher wages, affordable health care benefits, and improved working conditions. They work for the company High Risk Security Services. A permit request for the strike says up to 200 people may picket at the airport. In a statement, a spokesperson for DIA said the airport is aware of ongoing discussions and is monitoring the situation. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The ACLU of Colorado has filed a complaint against Fort Collins police officer Jason Lang on behalf of the Fort Collins Mennonite Fellowship. The complaint follows an incident in August in which the organization alleges Lang escalated a situation and caused injury to a church member who was experiencing a mental health crisis.